Watch, consumers research slams Uber for funding abortions to cover up rampant sexual assault problem. By Brecken Eftis on August 26, 2022. Consumers Research is calling out Uber for its gross hypocrisy and its treatment towards women as the company has decided to fund abortion travel for employees while facing multiple allegations from women. Uber is currently being sued by multiple women alleging sexual assault from drivers, who claim women passengers in multiple states were kidnapped, sexually assaulted, sexually battered, raped, falsely imprisoned, stalked, harassed, or otherwise attacked by Uber drivers. The company has decided to join other left-wing companies in funding abortion travel for employees who seek to kill unborn babies and bypass state laws that ban the procedures. Consumers Research says Uber gets to hide behind their abortion activism to say they support women while also facing sexual discrimination and harassment allegations from employees. In 2019, Uber agreed to pay $4.4 million to gender discrimination victims after an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission investigation. The consumer group launched a new ad campaign targeting Uber for reported sexual violence against female drivers. The ad, called The Truth About Uber, opens with text messages back and forth between an apparent couple. The respondent, who is implied to be the female, says she is hopping in an Uber now. A short time after, she stops responding and the messages turn from blue to green, implying her phone has been shut off and that she is in danger. Watch. It then cited a 2018 CNN headline that reads, 103 Uber drivers accused of sexual assault or abuse in a June 2022 Uber safety report stating there were 998 sexual assault incidents, including 141 reports of rape. Uber pretends they care about women, the ad reads, helping pay for abortions. But we know the truth. The ad will air nationally on television but focus on San Francisco, where Uber is headquartered, New York City, and Washington, D.C. The ad campaign will also include billboards placed outside San Francisco International Airport, Oakland International Airport, LaGuardia Airport, and Newark Liberty International Airport. Uber's woke leadership is attempting to hide behind the fig leaf of funding abortion travel for employees rather than fixing serious problems such as sexual assaults on customers and subjecting pregnant workers to discrimination and unsafe working conditions, Consumers Research Executive Director Will Hild said in a statement. The truth is that Uber's behavior toward women has been nothing short of horrifying. And assuming that paying for abortion expenses is somehow going to make it all better is manipulative and extremely misguided. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.